cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Sing it!
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickies in South Philly. By the way, the delay thing, I know we can fix that. I just have to play it from here, from my computer, like we did when we were at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That way we don't... I don't know if the delay is charming.
It's not.
Okay. So we'll just fix it.
And where are our people here loud all day?
Oh, yeah. Well, they scream themselves out.
Yeah. I mean, we got a million Eagles fans. They can't join us for Creed?
Nah, they're passed out.
That was a little bit of an older crowd.
Yeah, but you think the younger, rowdier crowd is taking over now.
So speaking of Chickies and Pete's, Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro tonight, the Bucket Up draft party with Broads. As the NHL draft is tonight, the Flyers have the sixth pick. Broads joins us now to preview the party. Broads, are you ready, buddy?
Boys, I am so pumped up, the toes are curling. I can't wait. Get me to seven, baby. The rumors are going. I'm starting to get excited thinking about all the possibilities. This is outrageous. Waiting for the police escort to get here.
The police escort. I was going to ask you about rumors. So is there anything like specific or interesting about the Flyers that has been floating around?
Yeah, Anthony Sanfilippo just actually put out a report saying that there has been some spirited discussion in the war room over the last 24 hours that maybe they go Porter Martone, the winger, at six if he's available. That's a Brady Tkachuk type of power forward with great skill and moves the needle for me, damn it.
Are you going to like whoever they pick?
Yeah, seriously.
No. There's one guy, if they pick him, I swear to God, there's going to be seven holes in my wall, in my basement. His name is Brady Martin. Listen to his weaknesses and tell me if this sounds like a good hockey player. He needs better IQ, he's not mobile with the puck, and his vision is awful. And they apparently love this kid. His positive, if this isn't the most Broad Street bully hockey crap I've ever heard, his positives are hardworking and plays with energy. If they touch this kid with the sixth overall pick, I am going to be unbelievably pissed.
All right.
Well, hold on.
That's what we
hold mean. On. You were unbelievably pissed about Tockett.
Yeah, and he already left that in that corner.
And then we brought Morgani in to school you. I mean, you'll probably ditch this one, too. You'll get a Martin jersey.
I wasn't unbelievably pissed with Tockett. I just didn't think it was the needle mover.
You're a big needle mover guy.
Bro, I asked you this before. I'm sure I sound like an idiot. They need a goalie. How is there not, like, is there not a goalie in the top 10 worth taking? I'm so confused by this.
Yeah, so the thing is with goalies is, it, like Bob, for example. Like Bob, we traded Bob Roski, wins the Veznas and the Stanley Cups. They had him at 22, 23 years old, and that's when he first got here. And now he's winning all these cups, you know what I mean? So, like, if they were to draft a goalie in the first round at 18 years old, we won't see that kid until he's 24 years old, 6 years from now. It takes forever. So they have some of these goalie prospects over the years that are stashed away playing in Russia at 19, 20. And, you know, you just got to hope that over the next couple of years, one of them pops in here.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that that's how goalies work.
Yeah, so like goalies never go in the first round.
Got me. So what is planned? Ike said he's heading over to Puck It Up.
Yes.
I will head over to Puck It Up right after I feed my dogs, head right over to Glassboro. What do you? I feel like I asked you this on Wednesday, and you didn't have an answer. Anything planned for the Puck It Up party tonight?
Just good spirit, baby. That's all you got to bring. Yeah, Flyered up, Puck It Up,
all right.
And just the presents. That's all it's
What time's the draft start?
Seven.
7 o'clock.
All right. All right.
Come on, Ike.
How much time in between picks?
I'm not answering that question because I still don't know.
Oh.
Yep. No,
okay.
How is there?
Well, we do have the sixth pick, though.
We do have the sixth pick. Yeah. Is there any chance?
What? Go ahead, Jack.
Is there any chance they can get McDavid? Is McDavid actually going to ask out?
No. You got duped by the fake, instead of Frank Saravalli, you got duped by Frank. Frank is
almost
like the NBA.
Spike got duped.
Centel.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
man.
You got Frank. But listen, I'm going to be honest with you. After next year, they're going to be in on McDavid. The problem is, so is every other team. But they're going to be in on McDavid 1 year from
now. Get it done,
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny,
by the way, it's
Flyers.
All right. It is 5 minutes in between picks.
Oh, so, that's even better.
Thanks for Googling. Bro.
Well, hold on. Ike, there's pick six. Then we got a pick in the 20s and pick a 31. I mean, you're not.
Ike will be there the entire time.
Yep.
Well, what about the second round? It starts tomorrow at 11. You guys want to get together?
Yeah.
11 a.m.?
I'll see you in the basement.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, Broads. I'll tell you this. This is my first Flyers draft party. Get together with the Fly guys and all the fans. Listen, if it's a good enough atmosphere, I could be there to that second pick. I could be.
Wow.
Could be. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm just saying I could be there.
Dude, that's like 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Now
I probably won't be there when that second pick comes around.
Now, is there any scenario much like at the rights to Ricky Sanchez party where you're running up and down the stage with your phone out videotaping anything?
That could happen, yes. Yeah. I wish I knew what
look, it's not going to look like the rights to Ricky Sanchez draft.
I was told 20,000.
Oh.
I was told 20K.
All right, Broads. Well, we will see you.
We'll see you in a little bit, buddy.
Chickies in Glassboro starts at 7. You can get there early, though. The Puck It Up draft party with Broads. We hope to see you over there. I'll see you over there, Broads.
All right. You guys are the best.
All right. There
All right, brother.
Is. Pucking it up. Broads. Oh, yeah. You got something?
Got a little something here.
Tell us about it.
All right. Do you have storm damage at your home? Maybe it did rain last night, or maybe you got a little shore property that has received some damage. Whatever. Call the home team. I'm talking about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Spike knows about Emmons Roofing and Siding. He's getting stuff done at his house all the time. Maybe I should have said that. They install top-tier lifetime warranty roofing and siding systems that boost your home's curb appeal, drive up your home's resale value, I tell you.
Wow.
Defend your home against the elements. It does all that for you. Free estimates and fair pricing along with top-notch service. Emmons is the one for you. Visit them at callemmons.com. From top to bottom, inside and out, Emmons has you covered. Don't forget to tell them Ike Reese sent you.
Oh, there he goes. 215-592-9494. Angry Don in Delaware. You're on WIP.
Yes, I love the title. Angry Don is what I will be until it is football season. How are you fellas doing today, man?
Oh, what's up, Angry Don?
Don? What you angry about,
I see
buddy?
Where this one's going.
I don't.
You know exactly where this is going, brother. Go ahead and get that drink ready. We're going to start off here. You know something is wrong when a Philadelphia fan is more optimistic about the Philadelphia 76ers than they are about your Phillies or your Sillies. I called up the other day, I think if this team wants to be serious, I feel like Dave Dombrowski is just going to sit on his pine, you know, his hands. If they want to be serious, fire Rob Thompson. Stop calling this man Topper. He has not won jack squat in the city. Fire the guy. I'm very optimistic about the Sixers. I feel like any move is a good move at this point. Don't really know too much about the guy. Bruin,
Edgecombe.
But he looks solid. Don't know too much about him. But I'm completely out on the Phillies until they hire somebody else. I don't think management is competent enough. Appreciate y'all for taking my call, and I'm sure I'll hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Angry Don. Yep. Thank you for the call. Any thoughts, Jack, on Angry Don's?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what that was.
What was that?
Nah, it was just getting under my skin.
Oh. Yeah. You're not even that big a Topper guy.
Yeah, I think he's a good manager.
There's easier ways to get under your skin.
Yeah, his name's Harper.
And I'll give a list. I'll do a top five.
Yeah,
just top five ways
to get
under
your skin. Not on Sunday at 11:10. Nothing's getting under my skin on Sunday at 11:10.
What's Sunday?
That's when me and the camera.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. We got to be locked in on that day.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Halfway through the Philly season, do you feel better or worse about the team than you did at the beginning of the year? 73.9% say worse.
Again, if we asked that on Monday,
it would be the opposite.
Right?
It'd be literally the opposite. Yeah. This is, I learned a lesson from last year from you guys. Even though I did think something was wrong early,
sure.
I do admit that looking back on it, I was probably overreactive in general to individual Phillies games.
Sure.
So I've been a little more steady this year, even during the bad times.
I just think that's how you got to view a baseball season. Like, I think it's
no fun.
I know. Well, it's good to react to stuff. I think it's fine to react to stuff. Like, but I just they had a bad three games, but I can't let that erase what has been a good start to the season.
Yeah.
And how they've rebounded after the Pirates series, I think was impressive for as bad as the last three games were.
CJ in Texas, I believe, is an Eagles elitist. CJ, you're on WIP.
I just need to know what qualifies an Eagle elitist. So is it just not agreeing with you and Jack?
Or well, I'll let what? Jack like, define it. It mostly comes from him.
Well, like, all right, so I guess if I was looking for an example, right, of Eagles elitism, it's in Elliott's top 10 most important Philadelphia athletes for the next coming up future. The first four are all Eagles, and it just makes you feel like I guess what I get annoyed is it feels like the Eagles are the only team in the city, and that they're the only team that gets it right. And I know they won the Super Bowl. We all know they won the Super Bowl. But it's just like every other team, they can't do anything right. But heading into this year, the Eagles and the Phillies had the same resume, and then the Eagles got it done. And I totally agree. But it doesn't mean the Phillies can't win the World Series. You know, and I just don't think we get that with the Eagles. The Eagles get a lot of benefit of the doubt. And to this point, they have deserved it. But it just feels like there's an extra sharp tongue when talking about Embiid's a loser and Harper's a me guy and Thompson this and Thompson that. There's a sharper tongue when it comes with the Sixers and the Phillies. And me being a Phillies guy, that's where I get my backup, and I get bothered by it.
Oh, so I love the BTA that you brought to them earlier. And I don't see how you didn't win the belt.
Well, I love the Kelly Green.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the in itself should have went to Ike.
I should have had the belt. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Wow.
He brought the belt out. It was like a dad in the 90s when kids are acting up. You just pull the belt out and everybody shut up. So that's what happened. I'm just saying. Since y'all in the foxhole together, I want to cause some dissension. So you said, if I can remember, not too long ago, Spike was like, hey, he's not running out the first base. He was talking about your boy. Like, you know, he's the guy.
Bryce.
He was talking about Bryce. He was on Bryce through the bad. And next week's shows is like a halfway mark with Bryce. Pretty much, is he living it up? Is he living up to the big contract and all that type of stuff?
Yeah.
Pretty sure all that is Spike, you know, his great brain of, you know, making stuff happen.
Oh, so, Spike's ready for this one. You best believe that.
Exactly. So
Jack won't be happy next week.
I want to think about who you got to with you because he's deserting you right now. He's going to be on the other side of this thing. The other thing is this right here. It's not so much that people are just evil elitists. And you said they started off the season before this season, before they won, they were the same. I don't see how they were the same. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl for this season, and then they went back to the Super Bowl. So they wasn't in the same.
Well, but there was. But I guess my point is it was two different cores. I mean, I know there's some players on the 17 team and 22 team, but I think, like, there's totally different head coach, totally different quarterback.
I get you. But it's more like a front office thing. So when you look at the teams, you look at it from top to bottom. And so, like, I feel what you say with Elliott. Anytime if you look around and you see you're in the foxhole with Elliott, you're probably on the wrong side of things. Even if you're on the
right
side.
He's in his own foxhole.
Exactly. I've been in foxholes and look and see Elliott. I said, damn it, I know it's not going to be bad. Because he doesn't know how to argue the right angle. But then I look at Spike, I love what you do. Feel like me and you are kind of kindred spirits. We're the 180 guys. Whatever people are going with, you go the opposite way. But sometimes you go kind of hard. You kind of go hard, too hard. And it's so, remember Elliott said this thing with you of saying, like, hey, they should have traded the big man. And you're like, no. You retool, you bring it back and see what happens. And it's like, why? Now you hear with this guy that you don't know is going to play, and you hear with Paul George's contract, and would take anybody under 6'5 in front of it. And it's just like, why would you do this? Because if they're not winning, what do you expect Eagles fans to say when all you do is go with Jalen? Even when you say something good, you go with Jalen. You say so many little sharp tone words toward Jalen, but you have none of them toward the GM of the 76ers. And it's just like, it's weird. So
Jalen and Daryl Morey have nothing to do with each other. And also, no, Baker Mayfield is better than Jalen. I'll see you later. Thank you, CJ.
215. 215. There was a question there on NFL Network today. Is can Baker Mayfield win a Super Bowl?
Of course he can. He can.
He can.
He's probably not going to win with the team in Tampa. He could win a Super Bowl. Baker?
No shot.
Oh, come on. You don't give enough respect to Baker.
I like Baker.
Nah.
I don't love him, but I like him.
Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Oh, God.
Aaron from San Diego. WIP already has a pathetic loser of a caller, and his name is Chris from Middletown. Don't call anymore with your California narcissism anymore. You suck.
Whoa.
Don't call anymore.
How are you going to tell? Hold on. You're a Cowboy fan. You don't tell the Eagles fans don't call anymore.
Yeah, but
he's a terrible caller.
We already have Chris from Middletown. He just copies everything he does. We don't need it. Just go away, please.
He was corny.
Yeah, your call is so great.
Damn right it is. Hey, and Arrival, Jack, is a fantastic movie. Directed by Denis Villeneuve, who did Dune, who did Sicario.
Did he say Villeneuve? He is going to do the next James Bond. Yep.
Yeah, and do we really need two more hockey games? Good Lord, I don't need any more hockey games. And Ike, I have three movies for you. Okay? We got Mad Max, Fury Road, okay? Furiosa, and Anora. Woo! An X-rated...
Yeah, Nora won Best Picture, but apparently it's kind of spicy.
Oh, wow.
Is that an indie film? What is that?
No, I don't know.
Nora? I never even heard of it.
It wasn't a big movie, but like it did win Best Picture, and apparently
who's the star?
Just watch the first 30 minutes of it. Just to watch the first 30 minutes of it. You'll be hooked.
All right. Pants on. All right. Okay. Goodbye, loser. Right. He's something else.
He is.
And it's Villeneuve, not Villanueva. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Or online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I was in the 700 level when Mark Wahlberg ran back that punt. Don't tell me I don't know history.
Jack in the producer booth.
That's right, Ike. That's right. Special teamer of the century. Some say.
What's next?
All right. What's next?
We actually loved the movie about spaceships hovering over various locations in the world when it was called Independence Day. Regular people.
That's right, Spike. What do you got to say about that?
Oh my God!
What happened?
Arrival is a big movie.
It's an indie flick.
It is not an indie flick. It made $200 million. It was nominated for 7 Oscars. It had Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner in it. It's just not...
Is it better than Independence Day?
Independence Day is a stupid movie.
Oh, that was a good one, though.
It's fine, but it's stupid. Arrival is not stupid. Oh, my. It's way better than Independence
Day. Is that a Will Smith movie?
Yeah. Independence Day?
Yeah.
That's Bill Pullman, isn't it?
But who, the star in the movie is Will Smith.
Well, Bill Pullman plays the president, right?
I never saw it.
Yeah.
You never seen Independence Day?
No.
It's pretty good.
I can't stop watching. Did you guys see the live version of Will Smith singing I Like Girls in the streets of New York?
Oh, it was very uncomfortable.
No one was...
There's a bunch of people there. No one was reacting.
I'm telling you, dude, I don't want to hear it, man. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. From Will Smith, man. I don't. What is he talking about?
Did you see the freestyle that he did?
That's what I'm saying. I ran into that. Yeah, he's all tough.
The freestyle was horrible.
Yes, the tough guy. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to listen. Now he's a gangster rapper.
Now he's got a new one where he's taking a shot at Chris Rock.
Yeah, that's the one we're talking about. Yes.
There's one where he's like, I can't. It's a tough watch.
Yeah, it's a tough watch.
What's next?
Do you call yourself a movie fan? Do you actually not see most movies? Join Ike Reese and Jack Fritz for the new Odyssey podcast, Never Seen It. Mark and Monco.
That would do numbers.
Well, of those 20 movies, I think I saw 3 of them.
Yeah, 3.
There's just a horrible list. I mean, pick
that's
movies.
What it says to me, yes. That's a bad list.
Pick movies that people have seen. Like, there can be a comedy on there. 2010 was peak comedy.
21 Royal Tannenbaums.
Never heard of it.
That. I've never heard of that.
Is that about Mike Tannenbaum?
No, Wes Anderson. 22 yeah. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
23 Boyhood. 24 Her.
I've seen Her.
Yep. What's next?
Elliot only likes what everyone else likes. Spike, the guy that dislikes things only because everyone else likes them.
Fair enough. Number 28, The Dark Knight.
Yes, that's low for The Dark Knight.
29, Arrival. 30, Lost in Translation. 31, The Departed. What's next?
Oh, there you go, Departed.
He is smart. He is great. And he is handsome. Say it. Kyle Shanahan elitist Spike Eskin on the phone with Elliot after the show.
You are a Shanahan elitist.
I'm not a Shanahan
elitist. Was Shanahan the guy that Elliot said his teams were too soft because they lost one game in the rain?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Nice.
He just disrespects McVay. He disrespects Shanahan.
Yeah.
It's like anybody who is a similar age to Sirianni, he can't possibly be a good coach. He beats them all the time. Shut up.
They're still good coaches, though.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
What's next?
It's been a while since his blockbuster official report about Bryce's extension, but Big J Spike is back with an official report on cheesesteaks in Philly. Use the rewind button on the Odyssey app to find out who he says is the best.
No.
Alex in Lancaster.
Text line.
I want to be clear, I haven't had a cheesesteak in like 8 years, so I don't know whose cheesesteak is the best.
That's a good way to get out of that.
Well, it's true. I can't eat it.
People forget that.
Yeah.
He's a vegan.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there. There was a place called Blackbird in Philly that had a vegan one. I had that. But I've never had any of the popular places in Philadelphia. None of the ones right down the street.
Yeah, say it louder.
None of the ones in South Philly. I can't eat any of them. Who is next, Jack? Are you doing? Are you doing enough?
Yeah.
A little extra work here, huh?
About 36 minutes of extra work.